Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show on March the 4th, 2020. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Wayne Benitez, and we have a very special guest. He is the big man of MLW, Major League Wrestling. Let's give it up for the 7-foot Logan Creed.
What's going on, Wayne? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Yes. Did you have an athletic background before for wrestling?
Yeah. I actually went to college originally to play football for Georgia Southern University, and I ended up transferring after a year. Football really wasn't what I wanted to do, and I transferred, and the college that I transferred to was starting a wrestling team when I went, and I was approached by the coach and asked to if I had any experience in wrestling, and I had wrestled in high school. So I said, yeah, you know, absolutely, I'd love to. And so I ended up wrestling for the college there for 2 years in the heavyweight division.
Awesome. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was, you know, as far back as I can remember. There's pictures of me as a baby playing with wrestling figures. I have a rich history in all the way, you know, NWA, WCW, WWF. I loved it all, you know, and I watched as much of it as I could growing up.
What wrestlers did you idolize while you was a kid?
Sting, the Road Warriors were definitely my favorites, and that reflects into, you know, my persona today in wrestling. Big Van Vader, Undertaker. I always loved the big guys because I was a big kid, and you know, I connected with them because I saw myself in them.
Awesome. Also, what was it like going into training and becoming a pro wrestler right there?
I got into it while I was in college, wrestling. One of my professors at the college actually ran his own independent show, and he saw me on campus and saw me on the, you know, at the wrestling meets, and he approached me and asked me had I ever thought about doing it. And of course, we started talking about how much I'd grown up loving it, and I went to one of the shows. I did a little tryout afterwards with some of the guys that he had there, and I started training there, and my training kind of grew out of that. I moved around a lot. At the time, there wasn't a lot of wrestling schools in the Southeast, so the training that I got was really hands-on, and it was show to show, and just different people that I would meet, different guys that had been in the business for years before me that would teach me things and kind of take me under their wing along the way.
Awesome. Any memories of your first wrestling match?
I actually have a VHS tape, so I'm telling my age now. But I have a VHS tape of my very first match. It's definitely forgettable in every sense of the word. But no, I have it. And yeah, it's something that, you know, it's something I always have. It'll be something special regardless of the fact that it was a completely horrible match.
Also, what was it like to sign your first major contract with a company like MLW?
It was a blessing, man. It was completely come out of nowhere. I had sent in a resume and some matches to MLW probably 8 or 9 months prior to when they reached out. So I had, you know, not really forgotten, but, you know, it was at the time I was just pushing my stuff and pushing myself to any company that I could get information to send it to. So it was awesome. You know, it was a great experience, the whole process of talking over it and, you know, and the back and forth, and, you know, I learned a lot in a very short amount of time about how to conduct that kind of business. When you're approached to a company like that, thankfully I had a lawyer that was, you know, was able to help me. And, but no, it's great. And everything that we discussed going into it, they have upheld it, and I'm enjoying the experience thus far, and everything's been amazing.
Awesome. What's your thoughts of Court Bauer of MLW?
Court is super hands-on. He is very active in everything that takes place, and not only that, but with the character development for each individual in the company. You know, he's very hands-on, and he has ideas, and he likes to hear your ideas, and it's just a community working together towards a single goal, and I really like that because I think that's what it takes to make a successful company. But yeah, it's been super awesome working with him and getting to know him. And, you know, we're only just getting started, so I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Yes. Any thoughts of on MJF also?
I've only got to really be around him for a short time. I think he is an incredible talent he is, you know, and obviously we're seeing that now with his work in AEW. But he's, you know, his, and he's just getting started too. You know, he's young and he's got his whole life ahead of him. He's got his whole career ahead of him, and he's already, you know, a top guy in every sense of the word. And it's gonna be awesome to watch him continue to develop and become even better than he already is.
Yes, and it's like he's like, some compare him to the next Rowdy Piper, at an early age also.
Yeah, there's so many guys. I mean, for his heel work is you know, the best out there right now. You hear people in the business, they tell you to live the gimmick. They tell you to, you know, he doesn't have to live it because he is just who he is. And that's why he's able to do as well as he does, because he's not putting a face on. You know, he just is who he is, and he's enjoying it. And you can see that he's enjoying it, and you can see that he is, you know, he's taking that ball and he's running with it.
Awesome. What was it like being part of MLW Battle Royal match?
Man, that was the first show. Obviously, you know, the butterflies were there, but the one thing, you know, it's I know what I'm doing when I go through the curtain, and one thing that I don't worry about is my presence. So, you know, I was ready. I knew I was ready. I had been ready for a while, and I just enjoyed the moment and just soaked it all in.
And I definitely seen your work also and outside of MLW and definitely on MLW when you basically did your first one-on-one match and you actually did the finisher, the jackknife powerbomb.
Yeah, there's going to be there'll be some more added to it. Yeah, I don't want to give everything away on the first shot, so there's definitely more to come. And if you've seen my work outside of that, you know that. But like I said, you know, you don't give them the whole show in the first match.
Right. And I noticed that it's definitely needs to be more big men in wrestling, be more promoted, and basically that's what the business has been missing as of late, but it's starting to pick up with more big men.
Yeah, well, I tell people a lot. I always say, you know, I love how wrestling evolved. I do enjoy, you know, the fact that big guys now, they want to go out and they want to work and they want, you know, to show that, you know, we have the ability to do incredible things. And once the cuffs were kind of taken off and we were allowed to do that, you know, you're getting matches that you see now. And it's great. And it is changing again. And we are getting those spots again.
Yes, definitely. Yes. We definitely need more also the Sid Vicious and type of guys, even the Matt Morgan's right there. And
absolutely.
Right.
Two of my favorites, too. I love Sid Vicious.
Yes. And there have been some comparison with Hammerstone kind of having a little persona like Sid Vicious somehow also during his early years.
I did, yes. That is very true.
And I remember when I first ran into Hammerstone, and he was on the money that he, a lot of people be going to him like that he's more compared to Sid Vicious.
I got to think, seeing him early on, he almost reminded me of Triple H, man. He had the hair. He had everything.
Yes. Also, what was it like working with Luke Gallows a few years ago?
Gallows, that was an awesome experience. And, you know, Gallows was the guy who really, I met him as he was coming out of the WWE after his first run. And, you know, he was coming through, was doing a local indie show where I was at. And he inquired to the promoter about who I was, obviously because of the size and the fact that we, and many people will say that we look a lot alike. So he approached me and kind of talked to me about what some of my goals were. And, you know, he opened a lot of doors for me early on that I hadn't had the ability to open myself by pushing my name out there to promoters in other states. And he really opened some doors for me to be able to, you know, get to this next level. And even in the last few years, you know, he opened a training school about 45 minutes from where I live. And I was able to go and train there with him. I trained with Austin Theory for about a year. And if you're familiar with Austin, he's in NXT now. So, you know, that in itself, he has helped me tremendously, but being able to go and train with him and Austin and the other guys there at the school definitely helped me get to where I am now.
Yes. It's just amazing how Luke Gallows is basically made a big name going to New Japan, basically, and him and Anderson basically was like one of the best tag teams with the Young Bucks in New Japan, and he's basically still used properly in WWE also, that tag team.
Well, you know, he's made a career out of what he loves and what he wanted to do, and I think at the end of the day, you know, that's what we all want. You know, that's the goal, is to be able to, you know, do what we love and it provide for, you know, ourselves and our families, and be able to go to work and enjoy what you do every day.
Yes. And I do see a lot of growth in MLW product, basically, and they drawn huge crowds also on every shows, and also especially there's also talk of them possibly being on talking with two Showtime or Amazon Prime as a streaming service, and
right.
And
in 2 years, you know, you got to think that, you know, they started back a little over 2 years ago, and in that amount of time, it has grown to what it is now, and the work is being put in behind the scenes to continue to grow that. So, that in itself is such a positive thing to be a part of, to be a part of this ground floor of this company and watch it grow. Because it's going to do nothing but benefit all of us, you know, who are part of the company right now.
Yes, it definitely came a long way also. And even with the early, when Kurt Bauer started in 2003 for a short period and took a break and came back, and it's been so much like compared to like a world class wrestling, some like elements of world class wrestling also, MLW also.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you know, like this next year, there's going to be bigger doors to open for the company. It's already in the works, you know, so it's already there. It's not even like it's being talked about. It's just a matter of when at this point.
Yeah. And it's very helpful to have more companies out there that have that now have more people have more jobs now in the business, basically, and it's going to continue to still say it's a wrestling boom out there, basically. It's going to continue to reach more households this year and next year.
It's becoming, you know, just on the other countries, you know, it's becoming a global sensation, and you have people in countries that maybe never had wrestling that now they're getting to see this, and so there's a whole new market, you know, just outside of the, you know, not just in the United States anymore, but everywhere. You know, MLW's partnership with AAA has opened doors, you know, in Mexico. The partnership with Dragon Gate has opened doors in Japan. And so then you've got that mixture of talent from all over the world that are converging on one place, and you can see it all in one product. So that attracts so many dynamics and different people to that product. And, you know, I just read today that OVW, you know, they're about to have a TV deal. I'm not sure the extent of what it is, but I know they're going to be streaming on something. So, like you said, you know, it's a boom period. Wrestling's hot. People want it, and people want different. They, you know, everybody's looking for what they want out of it, and that's fine. That's good. You know, that's good for everybody. Because everybody's not going to like what I do. Everybody's not going to like what another guy does. But somebody does, and somebody wants to see it. And now we have that. You have so many different choices to watch. You don't have to watch what you don't like anymore.
Right. Definitely, yes. It's definitely this industry... I call it the big seven companies in the world now, basically. With you have the MLWs, you have the Ring of Honors, the WWEs, the Impact Wrestling, the New Japans, and the NWA also, and it's more to come also. What was it like working with Moose also? That was a you and him put on an amazing match also.
No, I enjoyed that match, and you know, that was the first and only time I've ever got to work with Moose and meet Moose. But you know, that was a huge opportunity at the time for me, because you know, that was at a time when I was pushing really hard to try to, you know, get my name out there. So I was very appreciative of that match, and you know, it was a great opportunity, and I enjoyed it.
Yes, definitely, he has the football background of playing offensive lineman in the NFL. Any thoughts of working with Man-to-Man Fulton?
That's going to be a good match. I'm excited about that. You know, Mania weekend, always so much going on in Tampa. I've never had the pleasure of meeting him, so this will be the first time our paths will cross. But, yeah, no, that's going to be an exciting match. And that show, I'll be a part of that show, as well as the IPW show that's running the same day, later on that day, where I'll be working Zach Cooper, who was recently signed to MLW as well. So yeah, it's gonna be a good day.
Awesome. Yes. And you also work with former Impact Wrestling star also Mikal Judas also. That was another good match also.
Yeah, Judas and I have we've made the rounds in the state of Georgia. Definitely one of my favorite opponents to work with. He's a big guy, just like I am, athletic. And you know, every time we step in the ring together, it's always a match that the crowd is going to be invested in every single time. So I definitely have enjoyed being able to work with Judas, and I'm sure that it won't be the last.
Yes, that's another talent that definitely belongs in one of the major companies. Also, would you like to plug any of your upcoming shows or events for the fans out there?
Yeah, absolutely. This Friday night, I'll be in Canton, Georgia for Southern Honor Wrestling. If you haven't ever heard of it or ever checked it out, you can stream it on independentwrestlingtv.com. I would check out independentwrestlingtv.com if you haven't, because there's a ton of content on there from independent shows all across the United States, all of which have some of the best indie talent out there. Saturday night, I'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee for Kapow Wrestling, and then I'll be back in Tennessee again the following week for Revive Pro Wrestling. Obviously, MLW will be in Mexico next week for the MLW versus AAA show that they're doing. And then we'll be back in April 18th in Chicago for Fightland. And if you don't follow me on social media, you can do that at The Logan Creed on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of the above, same.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you should check him out on all his platforms, basically. Yeah, Logan, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show.
Brother, I appreciate you having me, Wayne. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I wish you all the good luck at MLW.
Thank you, man. Keep supporting it. Everybody listening, keep supporting wrestling wherever it is. Go out, check out a show close to you, and I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was MLW. 7-footer, Logan Creed. If you would like to download this episode, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio or Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. For Wayne Benitez and the rest of the staff, we're out, and we'll see you soon. Later.